Let's talk about the new one. And now, this is kind of a brand new song. This just came out just this year in February.
Yeah, just recently. It's been quite an awesome ride so far. One of my favorites, for sure.
And this really kind of kicked up for you in 2022. Tell us about your start and how things kind of got going for you.
Yeah, I mean, it started in country a long time ago, but acting kind of took over my life for the dude. And I started writing some of the best songs that, you know, were coming out of me in the past years. And I think it's just because it was a real moment for all of us, and I was kind of leaning into that a little bit more. But yeah, then I started releasing some songs, which led me to, you know, Better Man getting some attention, and some people kind of starting to join my circle slowly. And now here we are talking to you, and it's pretty crazy for me still.
Well, and you're, you know, hitting a pretty big stage this summer for Boots and Hearts. That's got to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. I can't even believe it. That's like, I was there last year just saying, I hope one day in this career I will be able to do this. And I had no idea that it would be so soon in this year. So,
well, wait a minute.
It still doesn't feel real.
You were there last year as an audience member?
Oh, yes. I was having a couple beverages, just waiting for Shania Twain to come on the stage in the pouring rain.
That's an amazing story, man. And here you are now going to be part of the fold. That's great.
It is wild. I still don't believe it, but I'm super stoked for it.
Talk about your acting experience, because you've had some pretty close brushes with the top of the heap there, working with Cyndi Lauper. Is that right?
Yeah, that's, again, everything kind of feels like a dream, and I'm not ready to wake up. But yeah, I was doing acting for the past 10 years, and I did a show called Kinky Boots, which Cyndi Lauper wrote the music for. And that was kind of the big break in my acting career, which led me to Broadway and a couple movies and whatever after that. But I will never forget the moment of meeting Cyndi Lauper and singing her music to her. That's just such a surreal moment. And she was absolutely incredible, and a huge part of why, you know, music has been so influential to me. So it's a pretty cool full circle moment to bring it all together now.
And what do you look for now, Graham, as you move on through your career, hitting some pretty big milestones and hitting some pretty high heights? What's next for you? How do you keep that momentum flowing?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Music is always what I've wanted to do. It just wasn't the right time back then, and now it really is the right time. It was important to find the right team for me to, you know, guide me to these steps that are happening currently. But yeah, I just want to tell my story. I've been telling another story as an actor for so long that now I want to tell my story through my music, and I have the right people helping me make that happen. So I'm just excited to get that out there and connect with people, you know, all across Canada.
So a busy summer, Boots and Hearts and all that, and new writing, new music, that's always going, right?
Always new music. It's cool. It's cool that that's my job now, is to make new music, because it's just, you know, I can't believe that it's even our job to make music, tell my story. But yeah, just constantly writing, constantly trying to get new stuff out. We got a lot more stuff coming out this year, the next couple months, so stay tuned for that.
Well,
can't quite give a date yet.
You know what, it seems to me that you got things, you've been doing it for a long time now. This is not new for you, and you've had some great success, and I'm just so happy to be part of this today's success for you. It's exciting to see you at Boots and Hearts, man. That's great.
Oh, I'm super excited. Yeah, it's been a cool journey. It's been a weird flip from acting to music, but they do go side to side, and, you know, I've learned a lot from the acting side, which I think has helped me be prepared for the music portion of this.
So one does help the other, right? Like, when you talk about art forms, one does kind of help the other, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, I think theater actually has helped shape the style of music that I'm releasing. It definitely helps the storytelling, and then obviously my voice for this kind of music. But just, you know, playing those stories and, you know, taking on the roles of other people has definitely helped me change my perspective of how I can write music and, you know, mix the two together.
The title of the new song, where did that come from?
So it's actually from the acting. I got in a room with Madeline Merlot and Vanessa Ricardo in Nashville. And Madeline walked in with that title. She was like, "You're an actor. We gotta go with the idea of, you know, toughest act to follow. When the lights go down, the curtain's closed, it'll be the toughest act to follow." And we didn't want to write just another breakup song.
Yeah.
We wanted to write a song about, you know, taking back the power. There's some times in a relationship where you know that you're doing everything you can. It just wasn't meant to happen. And so we kind of went on that angle, played with the acting a little bit, paid homage to it, and ended up being one of, you know, the coolest songs that I think I've been a part of, which is really cool now to have it out there and released.
Well, I'm so happy for your success and your continued success. A big summer for you, Graham, and I can't wait for you to get on it and get into it and enjoy the rest of your success, man. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Super stoked for the year, and we'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll get you down here in Niagara at some point. We'd love to see you play.
Hey, I'd love that. I'll pop by anytime you let me in there.
Door's always open, buddy. Thanks for chatting, Graham.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I ain't gonna be the one checking in, calling you up tonight. I know my kiss is sitting on the lips of every guy you kiss, and you think of me when you hear our song. Gonna pull them on a dance floor, try to make it yours, it'll never be. 'Cause when the lights go down and the curtains close, I'll be the toughest act to follow. Yeah, you lost the good thing second that you walked right out. And you think of me when you hear our song. Gonna pull them on a dance floor, try to make it yours. It'll never.